From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. As more and more children are diagnosed with autism, there's also more research on the disorder.
There is just a wealth of information, and people can go to the internet and download all kinds or read all kinds of information, but it's not easy to discern the quality.
Now there's a new guidebook for Missouri parents and people who work with kids on the autism spectrum. Kim Ratcliffe with the Missouri School Boards Association is on the oversight committee of the Missouri Autism Guidelines Initiative. That's the group behind the new Guide to Evidence-Based Interventions.
Research-based or evidence-based practices, we know, lead to the most positive outcomes for individuals. And so we actually have here summarized 6 national systemic research reviews. And so it's not single pieces of research. It is hundreds of pieces of research.
It happened. Born this way, we love them to death, but what we want to do is we want to find a way to make their lives the best they can be.
That's Vicki McCarroll,
Deputy Director of the Division of Developmental Disabilities for the Department of Mental Health in the state of Missouri. I'm also a mom.
She has a college-age son on the autism spectrum, and she's on the oversight committee for the new guide.
You can look at a guide like this and say, well, I read in, you know, Parents Magazine or McCall's Magazine or whatever it is. I read in a magazine that this particular family tried this and it worked. What you want to know is you don't want to waste your time, and you certainly don't want to waste your money on things that are not going to work.
Certainly families come with ideas that they've picked up from friends or on the internet or from advertising, and they'll ask, is this something that I should pursue with my child?
John Montavani is also on the oversight committee. He's a neurologist who chairs the Department of Pediatrics at Mercy Children's Hospital in St. Louis.
I think it's probably always valuable to have multiple perspectives, but nowhere is it more relevant than autism.
The Autism Guide looks at 6 recent research reviews, summarizing the results in charts and diagrams. It can help parents sort through the information, but Montavani says doctors can also use the research reviews.
More than half of those are not documents that would be in the medical literature or that would be readily available to physicians. So, for example, the National Professional Development Center on Autism Spectrum Disorders is a group which is primarily made up of psychologists and behavioral specialists. And so much of the work that they did would be a bit remote from what a practicing physician or even a specialist physician might run across.
But he says autism research is a moving target. 2 of the research reviews included are already being updated with new studies. Kim Ratcliffe says she hopes the guide will inspire further research.
We know that this is a snapshot in time, but it's a beginning, and we hope that there will be much to follow in terms of additional information when there are more reviews completed.
From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.